Good morning, Kyle.
Well, this is so great that we've got some local students, Miller Middle School and MHS students, that are going to present their History Day projects going on this evening. So what do we need to know?
What we need to know, Kyle, is that it will be at the Orpheum Theater. That's going to be an ideal location for six student groups to present their interesting and compelling projects. Kyle, will be 6:30 p.m. again at the Orpheum Theater. Even though there's construction on East Main Street, the parking lot next door has plenty of parking, and there's a parking lot across the street, so that will not be a problem. Regardless, though, the topics the students have are exciting. We've got the Granger Movement, how a farmer's revolution in the Midwest sparked a nationwide reform. We've got Marching for Justice, the Bonus Army during the Great Depression and the rise of the New Deal, and the Wings of Change, the Wright Brothers revolutionary aircraft. That's going to be presented by some Miller Middle School students. So this is a collaborative effort between the Historical Society and staff at Miller Middle School, and Susan Fritzell, who is an educator at Marshalltown High School and supervises these National History Day projects. Importantly, Kyle, this is a great opportunity for the students to practice their presentations in advance of going to state in Ames, April 27th. And then the winners from that contest go to the National History Day contest at College Park, Maryland, University of Maryland. And in the past, a number of Marshalltown High School students and Miller Middle School students have qualified for that.
Absolutely phenomenal, these projects. I love it that the youngsters are getting into history. I'm a big history buff myself, so that is fabulous. Going on this evening at the Orpheum Theater, come on out and see this presentation. Well, multiple presentations from some of our students at Miller and MHS. Mike, what time at the Orpheum again?
6:30 p.m., Kyle, and the event is free of charge. And again, there's plenty of parking around the Orpheum.